This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Riddle set go. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adil Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm stressed. Are we supposed to be running? I'm Aaron Keep.
Aaron, let's dish. You're stressed.
Mm-hmm. Well, not really.
Oh, okay.
Having a great weekend. Doing great.
You're having a great weekend, even though this is a Wednesday?
Yeah, I guess so.
You're full of shit.
I am.
We canonically record these episodes at midnight on a Tuesday so that they get released on a Wednesday morning.
Just so we're super topical.
We're like South Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just like South Park. Oh, boy.
Every week we kill one of our co-hosts, and then they come back the next week.
Do they still do that on South Park? Yeah. You know what? Don't give me any spoilers. I'm about 15 seasons behind, so don't tell me. Don't tell me how it works.
Who's our old man Puzzies?
I am old man Puzzies.
Oh.
Whoa.
A woman who is having a great weekend is old man Puzzies. Two of my friends got engaged. I took an Advil, got two Advil PMs, and then I slept. I took them on purpose.
Okay.
And then I woke up, and then I ate breakfast, and then I fell asleep the rest of the day.
And that's good news?
I don't know. I'm just saying that's part of my weekend. I got to sleep like 20 hours in one day. It was awesome.
That happened today?
That happened yesterday.
Yesterday morning, you took an Advil PM?
No. On Friday evening, I took an Advil PM.
Slept.
I think it just like sat in my stomach. I ate food. It hit me.
Got it.
And then I had to sleep like 6 more hours. But then I had a great rest of the day. I did world news with you idiots.
Okay.
Someone came to the world news show dressed as Nintendo Cafe, which blew my sister's mind. And now I'm here with you.
Okay. This timeline has got me all fucked up because I don't understand. You took an Advil PM.
On a Friday evening. I took two.
Then you went out and fucking partied.
No, I didn't.
You just had dinner and went to sleep.
No, I didn't eat anything. Advil PM.
Oh, the PM stands
for post-meal. So this is what the show has come to.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, first of all,
I'm old man Puzzles and I'll get into it.
I have to discover Aaron's lies. Because if I let her lies go unchecked, it's chaos.
Yeah.
It's anarchy.
All right. Name 6 lies I've told.
You are under the age of 20.
Oh, thank you.
You are. Wait a second.
You tell me 6 lies that I've told. Ooh, thank you.
Ooh, thank you so much.
No, Aaron, I don't think that you're a liar. I just couldn't follow the logic of the story because I thought it was a riddle. And I thought, I'm already in riddle brain. So my riddle brain is working at maximum efficiency, which is 20% of a normal person's brain.
I'm like 80% of a dog's brain.
I'm like limitless, except I have a bad, defective dog's brain. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it actually makes a lot of sense.
But he's still a good boy.
Yeah, I'm like Bradley Cooper in Limitless, although I have the body of a soft boiled potato and the brain of a dog who's all horny.
So what's up, other than the fact that I'm old man Puzzles? Are we ready to get into it, or does anyone
We've
else have any
been
questions about
ready.
The story? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was handed a box by Joe Gallagher. Do you know him? He's in the community.
Yes.
Great. He's great at taking pictures if you want to hire him. But he knows that I do the show, and he handed me a box of riddles. Are we ready?
What?
What?
A man handed you a box of riddles?
Yes.
Okay.
And then he disappeared when I turned around to look at him again.
And he's great at taking
pictures? Aaron, first of all, that's a burlap sack. Second of all, that's full of snakes.
Oh. Well, he said they were...
You are being bitten repeatedly.
Wait, a burlap sack full of snakes... And Aaron, which is the real one? Who do I shoot? Mm-hmm. Aaron, did you hear what I said?
I called it mean.
You a burlap sack full of snakes. Mm. Uh-oh, the snakes are waking
I'm gonna
up.
Try, but
was that your Marge impression?
I thought...
Homie!
I thought we could do something a little different.
Yes.
And the risk in this is we might have a riddle we've done before, but even better.
Oh.
I'm going to try
risk?
To do these as quickly as possible. And if you miss it, I'm going to do a you got it pile and then you don't have it pile
okay,
for when, these warm-up riddles.
When you said that you wanted to try something a little different, did you mean that we should all be nice to each other?
No, I don't think that people would like that.
Okay, cool.
It would be
good
like,
call,
dipshit. It would be like watching like a puppy hang out with an alligator. People would be like nervous the whole time.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Actually, that's what they're doing for the Puppy Bowl next year. They're tossing in
scary.
A caiman.
Oh, no.
Neil Caiman, American Gods.
Oh, are we ready?
Yes.
And do you want it so I give like a win for JPC, win for Adel? Should this be a competition?
No. Adel and I prefer to work together. We're best as a team.
All right. So you two are the alligator and I'm the puppy.
We're doing a buddy cop spec script. It's called Dipshit Nobody.
I play nobody.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm Papa put horny for puzzies.
Okay, I'm going to put...
Dipshit nobody my in my office.
We're both nobody.
We've been in your office.
It's nice in there, Chief.
Okay.
You've got nice coitons.
This movie sounds really bad.
Yeah, it's a TV show.
Are we ready, fellas?
We know our limits.
Yeah.
On your mark. Here comes the timer. Get set.
Can't you just say riddle, set, go like I did up top? Just to support that.
Riddle, set, go. What can be returned without being borrowed?
Package. Love.
Nope. Right. You get like a couple more
seconds.
What can be returned
secret.
Without being borrowed? Return.
A hug. A stamp.
Return of the Jedi. The Jedi.
A boomerang.
Nope. A greeting.
Nah. A boomerang works.
If I am your brother, but you are not my brother, who are you?
Sister.
Adel. What is covered in holes and yet still holds water?
A net.
Somebody who's been shot in the Wild
covered
West.
A hole, covered
cheese.
In holes, but still holds
net.
Water.
Nope.
Covered in holes, still holds water.
Holes.
Water holes.
The book.
Nope. And it's a sponge.
Damn it.
I fly without wings. I cry without eyes. What am I?
A bat. airplane.
Time.
Airplane.
Nope. I fly without wings. I cry without eyes.
I cry. Time. Time.
Potato.
Cry.
Potato.
Nope.
Time crisis.
Time cop.
What cries?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Wolf.
People.
What has
eyes.
Water?
Wind.
Leak from it.
A hose.
Salt. No. Tears.
It's a cloud.
Clowns. Damn.
Clouds.
A clown.
Not clowns. You
before.
Weirdo.
Okay. As a clown.
Send
who's
in,
the biggest?
Hold on. Send in the clouds.
Isn't it rich?
Send in those Nimbus cumulus clouds.
Oh, all our three listeners who know about the musical A Little Night Music are going to love that joke.
And our four cloud listeners as well. Please say Stratus.
That's who I am. Who's the biggest? Mr. Larger, Mrs. Larger, or their baby?
Mrs. Larger, women are bigger.
Okie dokie.
In terms of their personalities.
No.
And in Japan.
No,
who's the biggest? Mr. Larger, Mrs. Larger, or their baby?
None of them. They're all the Largers.
Nope.
Their baby.
Quickly.
Mr.
Baby.
Larger.
Yeah, why?
Their baby?
Yeah, why?
Because baby, it's cold outside.
Nope. Quickly.
Who's the biggest?
Their baby because...
he's the biggest baby.
Because the baby's...
Is he fucking sensitive?
Because it's a little larger.
Mother.
Woof.
Skunker.
Can I see that card?
I'm going to put that in the fireplace.
I'm going to tear that in
half. Don't! How do you say race car backwards?
Race car. It's a palindrome.
It's a palindrome. How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Race car.
No, how do you say race car backwards?
Race car.
Turn around and say it.
No,
watch.
Race car backwards.
Race car backwards.
Yeah, you didn't get it. In what way can five come before four and three?
If five eats four out.
If there's... I was going to say if there's foreplay. If there's foreplay.
If there's foreplay.
That's funnier.
What is the question?
In what way can five come before four and three?
If you're counting backwards.
Yeah.
If you're dumb.
We've had something similar to this before.
In what way can five come before... in the dictionary.
Yep.
Is this about cuckolding? Okay, dictionary. Never mind.
Yes.
Never mind.
Okay. What comes next in the
four.
Following sequence? O, T, T, F, F, S.
OTTFFS.
Mm-hmm.
FFS stands for fuck's sake.
No.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
OTTFFS.
Mm-hmm.
OTTFFS. I don't care. This one is one that I don't care about. Is
oh,
it
you do. OTTFFS.
Friday, Saturday.
OTTFSS.
Overtime.
A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O.
Tell me, fuck face.
I just gave you a hint.
Do it again.
OTTFFS.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So it comes next.
S.
Yes.
OTTFFS.
Your parents have 5 sons, and each son has 1 sister. How many children are there in your family?
Everyone. Everyone's a child. Wait,
your
what?
Your parents have 5 sons, and each son has 1 sister. How many children are there in your family?
6. Sisters are related to brothers by brother or sister relations.
What? But if you say how many children are in your family, every person, every human is a child.
Every kiss begins with K.
And K stands for kid.
You got it. What needs to be fed to stay alive but dies if given a drink? What?
Aaron.
Aaron.
The answer is Aaron.
Oh.
You get drunk so fast.
Yeah, this is fire.
The answer is fire. Mm-hmm. And the drink is piss.
Oh, my gosh. What flies when it's born, lies when it's alive, and runs when it's dead? Don't say me.
River.
What flies when it's born, lies when it's alive, and runs when it's dead?
Man.
What's the second part? Are you saying lives?
Lies.
L-I.
So it flies, lies, and runs.
What flies when it's born, lies when it's alive, and runs when it's dead?
It runs when it's dead. The Senate?
It's a snowflake.
It's a snowflake.
From what 5-letter word can you remove 2 letters and yet only have 1 left?
Any word that has 1 in it.
Yeah.
Twins. Twin.
Twins?
And twins.
A word that isn't a word. So congratulations to you, sir. I'm going to put this in the maybe
here. Here we go. Aaron. Yep. Loner.
Nope. Stone.
Loner. What?
The word I was looking for was stone. Yeah. The timer has gone off.
And
let us count how we did.
Okay. Remember, Adel has one in his hand that he also...
1, 2, 3,
that he said he was going to rip up, but he didn't.
I'll add that to the note pile. You got 5 correct.
Okay.
Oops.
Erin just spilled her Wendy's.
You got 1 maybe, and that was the stone one. It was like, sort of, you got it.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
No,
four,
I got it.
5, 6, wrong.
But let's count the maybe as a right.
No, we will not. We'll count it as a wrong.
Okay, well, here's a compromise. I accept your terms. How about that?
The reason why I decided to do this, and we're going to do it again in a second,
okay,
is we get a lot of complaints that we don't do enough riddles on this show. So I was going to try to have this be the episode where we do the most riddles.
Also, when we get a lot of complaints every week about, and I'm going to skew our numbers here, about 90 million people listen to this show. We get maybe.
You're skewing down.
We get maybe 45 million people asking us, telling us that we don't do enough riddles.
We do this? Here's what I'm going to posit. Let's say for the rest of
Did
this episode.
Did you say pause it or pause it?
We're going to pause it. Let's press pause.
Okay, press pause. Okay, hold on. Okay.
KJ,
keep recording. This is definitely being recorded, but we're pausing it. So this doesn't count.
Oh,
okay?
I'm sorry. I mean P-A-W-S.
Yes. Go to Pause Chicago, adopt a spaghetti.
Adopt a doggy. Adopt a doggo. Here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
How about for the rest of this episode, we just do as many riddles as we can. We don't bring any fun or joy to the show. We don't do any jokes. There's no banter or humor. No improv scenes.
Mm-hmm.
We just... do riddles and as many as we can, just to kind of serve up a heaping plate of fuck you. Does that make sense?
I think we should do scenes because that's what brings us joy.
Okay.
Well, it's not about us. It's about...
I want to see a scene right now in the middle of this pause. Adel, you're going to be playing the role of a lifetime.
Okay.
Adel Rafai. You're going to be playing Adel Rafai circa, let's call this June 2018. Okay. You're going to be approaching Aaron. You're going to be playing JPC.
Okay.
You're a young hotshot improviser, cock of the walk, one of the biggest names in town.
I don't know.
And I will be playing the character Aaron Keefe. Aaron Keefe is kind of this like effortlessly gorgeous
country bumpkin.
Country bumpkin.
Country bumpkin.
No.
from Boston. And Adel, you're going to be approaching the two of us, and we're out on a roller skating date. And you're going to be approaching the two of us
to
tell.
Were we dating of June of last year?
We were dating the roller skates.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, we were dating June of last year.
Yeah,
I
we both
you
dated.
Two were dating.
Well,
oh,
we
no.
all three of us dated a man named June in July of last year. But you're going to be approaching the two of us about coming on your Riddle podcast, and we're going to have some pitches to make it better.
Okay. Cool.
Ooh, I'm glad I skated up to you two and caught up.
We're all going at the same pace, mm-hmm. and we don't have to pant very hard.
Oh, Aaron, you lost your country accent.
Pock my con, hobbit, John. Pock my con, hobbit. Yeah, I lost Ted Kennedy. Killed that woman.
Did you notice that like a year ago I stopped wearing bandanas? Me interesting. Call me interesting.
So I thought to, we've talked a little bit about this, but I thought to go ahead and do that podcast I was thinking about.
Oh, I have podcast pocket. Can you milk me?
I love riddles.
JBC, pump the brakes.
Baby. I love riddles, and I'd love to do your podcast, and I do love riddles.
Oh,
and
Aaron, I'll hold you to that.
Yeah.
So basically what I was thinking.
And I love attention, and I got attention,
we both
can
do
you
that.
Milk
we
me?
We both do that, JBC. We both love attention, and we need it, or we die.
So the idea is the three of us sit around. Uh-huh. We pose riddles to each other, puzzles, and we try and answer them. But along the way, we do improvise scenes. We get sidetracked with some bits and fun and goofs and gags.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think?
I like it, but can we maybe do like a segment on the show where I bring in a lot of my bullshit from my Boston family, and I maybe just talk about The Departed once or twice, and maybe the movie The Town every episode.
Okay.
And we talk about maybe my dirtbag brother-in-law, Mitch.
Mm.
That's kind of my pitch for the direction
of
the show.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. JPC?
Can I just be a garbage villain who just continues to make everything I touch worse?
Mm, like a reverse King Midas?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to talk about spaghetti, my dog, and the dish that I love. And then I'm going to keep bringing up gremlins, and I'm going to keep bringing up the same quotes from that Robert De Niro says, and that's sort of going to be my thing.
Okay.
But Aaron and I are going to form a really beautiful friendship that will last well into 2025.
Okay. So you're in.
Urine? I'm getting thirsty. No, I'm just kidding. It's not true that I drink piss, even though it is widely accepted and known about me. And it is one of the reasons I get so many UTIs. By the way, could we maybe do a segment on the show where I talk about my UTIs and then act shocked when people on Twitter message me about my UTIs?
Hey, friends.
Even though, in fairness, they should not be doing that.
Hey, friends. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just gonna stick with Magic Tavern.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Shark Barkman on Instagram. That was the most fun scene I've ever done. Also, I stopped drinking piss in 2016, and I've heard enough about it.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't Gwyneth Paltrow drink her own piss? Or there's some celebrity
In New York? There's Piss Rat.
Yeah.
There's that rat they found drinking its own piss.
Uh-huh.
Piss Rat.
Piss Rat.
Do you want to try to beat your record?
Hey, real quick, mm-hmm. Are we happy that we did this podcast?
Oh,
I'm so happy I did this podcast.
Yeah. That's a great question.
Why are you making a jerking off motion?
This is a talking motion. Oh my God, is that what people associate this motion with?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever said this on air. If I have, please stop me. Sure. But it was JPC and I for maybe 2 years were talking about doing a podcast. And I think what we had settled on was maybe being like Zoo Crew.
We had some bad ideas, yeah.
We had some bad ideas. We're going to be like a Zoo Crew team.
Like a
morning radio team. And just like do like interviews with like fake people promoting whatever they're in town for and stuff like that. So this podcast.
Yeah.
And then at some point we thought to bring on and then the whole idea changed.
That's sweet.
So I wanted just to let everyone know and blame Aaron.
Blame Aaron.
The reason we don't have that amazing Zoo Crew show.
Well, I
106.4 The Bear. I'm Donkey Kong. And I'm Kongy Donk.
See, yeah, that's what you would have been missing out on.
Yeah, can you imagine that for 60 episodes?
In like October of 2017, Adel mentioned that to me offhand, and I was like, I'll say yes to this. It'll probably never happen. Everyone's so busy. Mm-hmm. Adel's so busy. And then April of that year, we recorded like seven episodes of 2018. we recorded 7 episodes, and I was still like, this is really sweet and fun, and I'm laughing really hard, and this is great. And I think, I don't know, it's just, it wasn't until it came out that I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to be a huge part of my life.
Hmm. And is it?
I try to push it away. I try to compartmentalize it.
Yeah, I was like, I have too much of my life going on to do this podcast right now, so I have mm-hmm. to stop doing some things. So I wrote both of my brother's letters and said, I'm no longer going to be your brother. It's been chill. It's been
that
a
sounds
nice...
Like such like a, that sounds like such a, like a seven-year-old move of like...
It's been a nice 30 years, but no longer are we brothers. If you see me on the street, you will be a stranger to me.
The one thing I know about siblings is it's not chill.
No, it's not chill. No, me and my brother... Brothers are pretty chill with each other.
I can't relate.
Yeah, it's because my family's not Boston trash. We're all Indiana nice.
Okay.
We're nice. We're actually all nice to each other. We say, no, you go through the door. And I'm saying, no, no, you go through the door. And then we realize...
And then no one goes through the
door. We're not even going into this prison.
are you ready to beat your record? This time it's serious. There's higher stakes.
Okay, this time it's serious.
I'm going to throw a cup of water into one of your faces.
Addles.
Hey Riddle, this time it's serious.
We should do
Hey Riddle Nights. How much time do you guys have?
Oh, I was thinking we should do a show on Sirius.
Yeah, Sirius Radio, if you're listening, please give us a show.
If Sirius Radio is listening to this podcast, how? That's a riddle.
But we should do Hey Riddle Nights, where it's like way more serious, a little more adult.
Let's all try to talk in a very serious after dark.
Oh, it's 10 p.m.
It's 10 p.m.
Things are changing a little bit.
The kids are asleep.
Take your boobs out of your shirt.
Say hello to them.
Just like USA. Up all night. Remember USA Up All Night? And they'd be like, we're about to take some boobs out of shirts. Silk stockings.
And on that note, we're going to try to beat our record. Are we ready?
Yes.
Papa, horny for
boobs out boobies. Of your shirt.
Puzzies, you idiots. Here
Poppy,
we go.
Boobies out
Which
of your
is heavier, a pound of feathers or a pound of rocks?
Same
They're
weight.
Both a pound. Speaking of
two fathers and two sons went fishing and each caught a fish, but only 3 fish were caught. How is that possible?
It was 3 people, a grandfather, father, and son. We've had that one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why is letter B always wet?
Because it's covered in cum.
Oh, my God.
Wait, why is the letter B always wet?
Yeah.
B is for boobies.
Because it comes before C. Mm-hmm. B is always wet. God.
It's sort of it.
Is
it's
that
always
really?
Right before
it
the C.
Because it always sits by the C.
Yes, it's Yarr. By the C.
What is measured by yard and then worn by the feet?
JPC's
by the foot.
Duke.
What is measured by the yard and worn by the foot?
Fruit by the foot.
Oh, fruit by the foot.
Not fruit by the foot.
Fruit by the yard.
Measured by the yard
fruit
and
by
my
the yard.
Oh, milkshakes. Milkshakes brings all the boys to the yard.
Everyone's super jealous of me at school because I brought a foot by the yard. And everyone wanted to trade their lunch with me, dude.
Foot by the
I got
yard.
17 Lunchables for that 1 foot by the
Whoa,
yard.
Whoa, your mom packed you gumptures?
So, what is measured by the yard and worn by the foot?
Cloth. Clothing.
I bet it's
shoes.
Measured by the yard, I bet it's like backyard or something.
Nope. It is a carpet.
Fuck.
What comes next in the sequence? 31, 37, 41, 43, 47.
69, 429, 11.
Death.
69, 429, 11. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
What comes next in this sequence? All right, 31, 37, 41, 43, 47.
I don't know. I hate these. I refuse to do them.
53.
How are you supposed to
they are
quick?
Prime numbers.
Oh, God.
Some of us know prime numbers. What gets shorter as it grows older?
Penis.
Penis. What grows shorter?
Aaron, this is Hayward Real Knights.
It? Oh, it's okay. Well, that's...
Take your boobs out of your shirt.
No, sir.
And let your penis get shorter.
Take your penis out of your shirt.
No, sir.
By the way,
it's a candle or a pencil. You didn't get it.
There's a video on Twitter that I saw last week of this. It's like Russian people like yelling at each other. And there's like either a very drunk or sleepy man trying to put pants on as a shirt for like just 2 minutes while people are
I've
having
seen
a conversation.
That, and it's amazing.
And he just keeps putting those pants on and trying to find the head hole, but there's not one. So he puts his arms through the pant legs and then tries to put his head through it.
And around him, two men almost come to like
Yeah,
blows.
They're like,
like they almost
I
fight.
Don't speak Russian, but they're like ostensibly yelling at each other. Man, it's funny.
I haven't seen it. Will you send it to me?
Absolutely, Aaron.
What two letters in the alphabet say goodbye?
F-U.
F-U.
you got one of those right.
F-off.
No.
You up? You too. You.
BB. Bye bye.
You is second.
See you.
Yep. See you.
C-3PO.
Has anyone ever read the book CDB?
No. Oh,
it's
no.
It's an entire children's book written like CDB, DB, SA. B-Z-B. It's
has
like
anybody ever listened? Letters. Has anybody ever seen in sucks. Concert Casey and JoJo?
What? What is that?
Casey and JoJo?
Yeah.
Everybody dance now.
CNC JoJo.
What do the following words have in common? Almost, below, first, ghost, glory.
All words.
They're all words?
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
they're all holes. It? Ghost hole, glory hole.
Almost.
The classic ghost hole. Watch out in the backyard, Timmy. There's a ghost hole. I don't believe in ghosts.
I want to see a scene. Okay. Aaron, you're a kid who fell through a ghost hole in the backyard. Mm-hmm. JPC, you're the aforementioned ghost in the hole.
Okay.
And this is like the Japanese anime Ghost in the Shell, but it's Ghost in the Hole.
No. Vito.
Okay, so it's just a kid fell through a ghost hole and they were talking to a ghost.
Gotcha.
Boo.
Ah!
What are you doing here in my private ghost hole?
Are you a ghost?
Yeah. Hey, are you a kid?
Yeah, I'm a kid.
You want to see a dead body?
Wait, you are a dead body.
Well, yeah, it's my little joke. I'm a dead body. I'm a ghost.
Are you like a 70s ghost?
What does that mean, a 70s ghost?
Ugh.
I could button the rest of this shirt, but it's breezy down here.
We cut to just a quick snippet of your sitcom that you used to be on called That 70s Ghost. And this is just a 2-minute flashback.
You're a dipshit, Eric.
Come on, why you say that? Hey, pass me some reefer.
I'm your dad.
I just want some reefer, Dad. You said you found it under my bed.
I was in RoboCop.
Don't be so square.
I'm also realizing I think this actor's dead.
We got back to the present.
Anyway.
I'm too young to know that reference.
You're too young to know That 70s Show?
I was
Fuck
born in
you.
2005. I'm a kid.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we were still doing a scene. This is just how I talk. Okay, kid. Well, look, you fell in my...
Oh, and scene. The timer went off.
Aww.
So here's the thing. You tried to beat your record. You couldn't. You cowards. 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 4 riddles right.
Wait, but we were doing a scene during the time.
I know. Well, that's what happens.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to break a world record for riddles.
This is fucking harsh.
This is so harsh.
But I didn't finish that. The almost, below, first, ghost, and glory. All their letters are in alphabetical order. Almost,
below, we never would
first,
have gotten that.
Ghost, glory. That was probably one that like feels like a second half of the episode. It's a little bit harder.
Yeah.
It seems like bullshit.
That feels like it's going to be a little bit harder.
Hey, riddle, riddle. Knights.
Knights.
Knights. I'm new to the job, and I don't know.
You're new to being a knight?
Yeah,
new. You just wear armor, you have a sword.
Also, you went through a 2-week training program, so you claiming to be new to the job
I'm
now.
I'm new to it, though.
Well, you keep saying that, but
new
you...
New to being paid for it.
You were paid during training.
Yeah, but 50% of what I was going to end up getting paid.
Well, you just had to buy your own uniform, and it's a suit of armor, and that's expensive.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I know sometimes when you're scheduled to lose and you're out there and the crowd's going crazy and they got their turkey legs and coke that you might want to feel like a big shot and win. Throw your fucking matches.
Why?
It's medieval times, baby.
Yeah, baby, this ain't Creed 2.
You know what? I'm not going to. Glory or nothing. And we kill for real?
Oh, yeah.
We kill for real. Why do you think we had to train you?
Why do you think we had 2 weeks of training?
All right, well.
We kill for real.
Medieval times. We kill for real.
I went to medieval times when I was a kid, and I legit watched a knight get killed.
For real?
No.
I went for a
what
friend's.
What a terrible thing to see as a child.
I went for a friend's bachelor party for Jeff. You guys know Jeff Griggs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I went for his bachelor party, and it was me, Jeff Griggs, Brett Lyons, and Jason Chin, and we were sitting pretty close to the pitch. And at some point, a guy came by with, like, flowers. Like, he was supposed to be, like, some young Lothario giving out roses to women. And at some point, I just started screaming, "A rose for the fellas! A rose for the fellas!" And the guy was trying to ignore me and then started laughing so hard he was crying. And then he tossed me a rose.
Nice!
Oh, and that man is...
dead.
He was killed.
Because they killed. It's medieval times.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break. This is so that the three of us can change out of our armor back into our normal clothes. Because, mm-hmm. of course, for every scene, we do get into costume.
Full costume. And we do post pictures on our website. And again, that website is heynevermind.com/trimmerscam. So do check that out for all the pictures from our shows.
Shit, now we got to buy that domain.
Oh, no.
And we'll be back after these messages from our sponsors.
Aaron, JPC, shh. Come on in, but be careful. All my penguins are sleeping on my Helix Sleep mattress.
Aww.
Look at that. The whole team sleeping on a Helix Sleep.
Helix Sleep, the mattress by and for penguins? No.
No,
wait,
that's not
that
it.
Can't be right. That can't be right, right?
Well, it's not by and for, but they love it, just like humans do.
Adel, I can't wait to wake them up and tell them that I also have a Helix Sleep mattress. I have the Midnight Lux, and it's by far the best night's sleep I've ever gotten. I miss my mattress so much.
Dang.
Aaron, do you think that people like being woken up to hear that someone has the same mattress as them?
In my experience.
I got to say, Midnight Lux would have been such a good Penguin baseball player name. I don't know if you've noticed, the Penguins love these models with the memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if they sleep on their side, which most of them sleep standing up, but some of them sleep on their sides.
Wake them up so I can tell them that Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, which I enjoy, and newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. So all you have to do is take a quick Helix sleep quiz to find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Aww. Wake them up.
And if they have mattresses for kids, they must have mattresses that penguins can enjoy as well, right?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
Plus, penguins will love this. There's no better way than to test out a mattress than by sleeping on it in your home or your burrow or wherever penguins live. That's why Helix offers a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. 10 to 15 years, that's a penguin's lifespan, maybe.
Oh, one of them's waking up. Oh, they want to say something.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Quack, quack, quack,
quack, quack, quack. And hey, Penguin, I'm sorry. Is there any truth to the fact that Helix is owned by penguins, made by penguins, and it's exclusively for penguins? Or is that just something I made up in a dream?
Oh, he's asleep. He fell asleep.
Quick, wake him up and tell him about your mattress. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh.
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 Oh. Oh,
we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're coming here.
They're running.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
That was so funny, JVC. Oh, I'm feeling drained.
Okay. No, yeah.
My social battery literally just ran out after you told that really funny joke.
Same girl, same.
It was a story about me getting into a car accident, but yeah, whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I really hit my wall. I'm feeling a little burnt out, a little tired.
Mm-hmm. Car also hit me into a wall.
I think I gotta talk to my BetterHelp therapist about this.
Aaron, I will say it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter and with JPC's stories.
Yeah, Puzzbot, you totally get it. You have a battery. I got a battery. Mm-hmm. You know what? I've been using BetterHelp for many years, and it helps me so much. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I just send a message to my counselor anytime I'm feeling a little low, blue, stressed, anxious, and she gets back to me so quickly in the most thoughtful way. It works for my brain better than traditional riding to a therapy ever did for me.
Yeah, speaking of brains, I got the brain scan back, by the way, just so you know, and I'm all clear that there's no bleed. Yeah.
And you just have to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
This is a drawing of a brain.
Always cool hanging out with you, Puzzbot. Always just a breath of fresh air.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I know I have struggled with why was I created to do puzzles. Are we really doing puzzles anymore, though? So,
not really, I guess. That's a good point, Puzzbot.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE. Sorry about your cat, GPC? What was it?
Cat scan?
I got hit by a caterpillar construction truck.
Fun! Welcome back to the fastest episode we've ever done. We're going to do every riddle in the whole wide world. We're going to break a world record on this Hey Riddle Riddle episode. Are we ready, you two guys?
Yeah,
that's right. It's the fastest episode we've ever done.
Hey Riddle Riddle nights.
Hold on.
Yep.
Hey Riddle Riddle, my nights.
And pause for the laughter that's inevitably happening across the nation.
My nights. 90 million people clapping into their podcast apps.
That's how we know you like it. Clap at us.
Clap on your app.
Yeah, everybody, I need you. Okay, here's your homework for this week. Hey Riddle Riddle listeners. I want you to film yourself listening to Hey Riddle Riddle. And at any joke in this episode, I want to watch you applaud us.
Yes, that's what we want.
And maybe I'll post a montage on our Instagram.
And just so you know, we will not post sarcastic applause.
Yeah, we want it to look truly earnest and enthusiastic.
Yeah, no like little snappy golf applause. We don't want that.
We don't need any, like, get moved.
We don't need, want any, like, you know, Trump coming into the State of the Union applause.
Yeah, no Pelosi claps. Mm-hmm. Also, if you make your cat or dog clap, we will post that.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Any animal.
It has to be a cat
or puppet.
Dog.
A puppet clapping. Really get creative with this.
Also, if you make
but
that.
But no sex dolls. No sex dolls.
If you make that ass clap, that'll start a booty quake. And if you start a booty quake, people could die. So if. If you do that, just know that you're taking your life in your hands and you're taking the life
of... Hey, JPC.
I
know we're having fun. We're doing a podcast, trying to have a good time.
Yeah. Okay, good.
My uncle died in a booty quick.
Oh, my God.
My uncle died in the booty quick of 83. He was
Nevada
and right near the fault line.
Jesus.
That crack, if you will.
I know this in no way diminishes your pain, but my uncle passed from an Oreo cheese quake. He ate it too fast. At Dairy Queen, and he was...
My uncle.
Aaron.
My uncle died in a quake or oats.
Am I playing this? Your uncle Wilford Brimley?
Yes. He died in quake or oats. Yeah, okay, that's terrible. I actually had an uncle pass away from... He was playing the video game Quake for original computer. You know, the first computers.
For original computer?
Yes, for OC. And he did pass away.
I'm so sorry to hear.
I have no more uncles.
Yeah, I had two uncles, and that was it.
We're going to stick to this, and you're going to keep trying to beat your 5-minute record. And I'm going to not pause it when the scene starts, but I don't want that to make you hesitate to do a scene.
Okay.
I think you can have it all.
Okay, but when you say our five-minute record, just so I'm clear, that is specifically the record for answering riddles quickly, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I have several five-minute records.
What are they, JBC?
That if I wanted to try to beat, I could try to beat them now, and I could do that while answering the riddles. But you don't want
you
me to
You took all
do
your teeth out in 5 minutes. You got back together with all your exes in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. What am I forgetting?
I can do it all underwater. In five
Are
minutes.
You ready, Grande?
Thank you.
All right.
Quake.
On, on your mark.
That's a deep cover.
Riddle, wait.
Okay.
Riddle, set, Puzzy.
A cloud. A clown.
How many times can you subtract the number 2 from the number 50?
Once.
Yep.
Because then it becomes 48.
You're right. How far into the forest can you travel?
Halfway. Because then you're traveling out of it.
Wow, Adel.
A girl fell off a 50-foot ladder but
Too
was
bad.
Not hurt. Why not? A girl fell off a 50-foot ladder but was not hurt. Why not?
Because it wasn't upright.
She caught herself on the glass ceiling.
All right, I want to quickly see a scene.
That should work.
No, it doesn't. It's
Why?
Funny, but it doesn't
but
work.
But it doesn't work. Okay.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are a girl who just fell off a ladder, and you're going back into your house for sympathy, and you are her mother, and you're not going to give it.
Great.
Mama, I just fell off a ladder outside.
Well, okay.
Mama, I'm hurt.
If you're hurt, you would still be laying outside. You wouldn't be able to carry your sorry ass in here.
Mama, that's not true. I can take pain and I can still carry on. That is what it means to be a woman.
Janine, I just saw you fall off that ladder. Uh-huh. Ask me how high up she was.
How high up
she was?
She was
at the very bottom rung. That liar. She fell for the attention.
Okay, well,
you
know
what? You fucked up.
No one ever
notices. Go outside and grab a Switch. Grab a Nintendo Switch outside.
What? I don't want to play Mario Party right now.
You're going to play Mario Party.
Yeah, you're going to win the whole thing. We're going to play the fun levels, and you're going to have to go to the water
levels.
And guess what?
In Bowser Castle.
Guess what?
What?
I know your fucking little shenanigans. I know every time you play Mario Party, you say, I'm all-time Yoshi. Guess what? Everyone's all-time fucking Yoshi. No Yoshi.
No, wait. Is everyone all-time Yoshi, or is no one all-time Yoshi? I got into an all-time Yoshi.
Damn it.
She was on the bottom of the ladder.
Yep, and you didn't get it right. I had to tell you.
But you told them the scene.
Yeah, well, you didn't get it before I didn't see. What can sit in the rain without getting any wetter?
What can sit in the rain without getting any wetter?
What can sit in the rain without getting any wetter?
A raindrop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A puddle.
Oh, Missy Elliott.
A puddle.
You got it. Water.
Water.
I can't stand the rain.
What does an island and the letter T have in common?
They're both
They need
Kenny
the
Loggins
IT songs. Department. What is an island in the letter T? They're both
I love this one. This
so close to the sea. They're far away from the sea.
They're both
they're in the middle of the sea.
They're both
the
surrounded.
Middle of
the alphabet.
No, middle of
the night.
They are both in the middle of
the sea. They're both in the middle of
T and island.
Oh, they're both in the middle of Long Island iced tea.
No. What is an island in the middle of?
The ocean.
Nope.
The ocean.
The water.
The sea. The sea? The water?
Yep, water.
Oh, they're both W-A-T-E-R.
I got to give you too many hints. It's going in the no pile.
Damn it.
What menu item?
KJ hated that you put that in the no pile.
Well, KJ.
Do not tell KJ to suck your dick, Aaron.
I won't.
I like that you're offering us help, and then when we get it, you're like, I shouldn't have gotten that help.
No, because it took you too long.
Okay.
I am the king.
Okay.
And KJ can live.
Ooh.
KJ's not getting killed at this medieval times. What menu item does B-A-N-A represent?
B-N-A.
What menu?
A-N-A.
Banana. Banana Foster's.
Mm-hmm.
Banana bread. Banana.
Banana split.
Come,
yep. Mr. Tallyman.
What can be opened but never closed?
Your freaking mouth.
Butthole.
Oh, my frogs. Frogs.
Oh, my frogs.
Oh, my frogs. I'll talk forever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my frogs. I'll talk forever.
What can be opened but never closed?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What can be opened but never closed?
Pandora's box.
No, but I feel like that's true, I guess.
Yeah.
But this is an answer that it's always an answer.
A present. A gift.
What can be opened but never closed? Your relationship.
Your eyes.
Oh, 2, 1.
An egg.
A sesame.
An egg.
You can close an egg.
No.
It's hard. It's hard as hell.
I have nipples, fucker. Can you milk me?
There it is.
What can be empty and full at the same time?
Heart. Barf bag.
Can be empty and full.
Oh, this is so stupid. You're not going to get this.
Oh, then I give up.
A car park. If it's empty of cars and it's full of spaces.
Bay.
What word looks the same when turned upside down but not backwards?
Pterodactyl.
No.
Oh, LOL.
No.
Mom.
What word looks the same?
Looks the same when turned upside down but not backwards.
So it's got to be...
turned upside down.
If it's like, if like WOM, right? If WOM was a word and you put that upside down, it would still
this
be.
This word has W and M in it.
Mo?
So it's something with W's and M's because when you turn it upside down, it's going to stay.
Woman. Mm-hmm.
What's another letter that when you turn it upside down?
O.
Yes, but that's not. What else?
I.
Mm-hmm. So it has I, W, and M in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one more letter that's in it twice.
My wife.
I don't know.
It swims. Let's do a count. How did they do, KJ?
Shoot.
As if KJ's keeping track.
KJ just... Let's toss the KJ for the score, and KJ wasn't paying attention.
And KJ was reading their book. I know. KJ's
taking notes.
Himself.
KJ's taking edit notes, not reading their book.
I just think it's so funny to throw to KJ. Okay.
And KJ, tell them what they've won.
KJ's just
KJ has gone home.
Fixing our sound. 1, 2, 3, 4. So far, your record
is 5. Get
that
booty on the floor.
You got 5 in the first round, and then you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So even if I had given you that one, I gave all you the.
We still wouldn't have beat
our
record.
Yeah, you would still wouldn't have beat your record.
Damn it.
So let's take a big, deep breath.
Okay.
Let's do some bunny breaths. 2 through the nose, out through the mouth.
I'm sorry, what are these?
Bunny breaths.
Then this is a thing?
This is how bunnies breathe.
Two in the nose, one in the what?
And you know this how?
This is how you do what to a bunny?
2 in the nose, 1 in the butt.
2 breaths through the nose, 1 out through the mouth.
2 breaths in the nose, 1 out the mouth.
That's how you smell a flower in a garden.
That's a breath that you do to help you calm down. Sometimes when you're crying, you naturally start breathing like that, and it helps your body calm down.
You are talking a mile a minute.
Sometimes when you're crying, if you breathe 2 in through your nose and 1 out through your mouth, it'll help you calm down.
Like, look how I'm breathing. You have seen someone who's crying start breathing like that without like consciously realizing it.
One of my favorite ways to breathe is taking a spray paint bottle and putting spray paint into a paper bag and then breathing in the fumes from that. It's called huffing.
It's called it's called Indianapolis breathing.
it's called the Indianapolis beer, you do it at parties and stuff, and it gets you super. You have a good time.
Oh, fun!
Yeah.
Well, I use bunny breaths when I teach yoga for kids, but I should include that next time I talk.
Oh, when I do yoga for kids, I also do some huffing stuff there. It's for teens.
But that's a technique I use with them to help them calm down if they're getting really worked up.
What would they be getting worked up for in yoga?
No, not necessarily, but they will be like recalling something in their day. They'll be like, someone pushed me and bullied me, and they'll be getting worked up.
Damn.
Oh, you should be teaching them martial arts.
Or they'll be like,
how many times are you going to keep doing that?
What? I know.
Every time you say bunny breath, you do it.
It's like,
and surely people have thrown down their headphones.
I'm so sorry. It's my brain.
But for everyone else, look around, grab some headphones, free headphones on the ground.
Aaron, do you mind if I come in and teach the kids some martial arts?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
but
let's
I
see.
Want you to not
just
how
like disarm
anything.
Let's
someone.
See a scene right now. Adel, you are going to be teaching a children's martial arts class, and Aaron and I will be children in that class.
All right, everyone, listen up. I want to let you know that you need to
Are you Jason's dad?
That's correct. I am Jason's dad.
What happened
dad.
To him?
Jason got beat up pretty bad.
Oh.
I heard he just picked his mom.
He picked his mom.
Yeah, the divorce.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the courts.
That is also true.
Uh-huh.
He picked his mom. He went to a new school, and he got beat up pretty bad at that new school.
Oh.
I heard he's doing really well.
Is this about Jason or about me teaching you martial arts?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. You didn't declare what it was about. You just said, listen up, and we're kids.
Okay. Well, here's what's going to happen. I want you to grab Emily's milk over here.
Okay.
Now, Emily, what I want you to do is before he gets away with that milk, I want you to grab his arm by the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now you're going to make a your hand flat, your other hand flat. You're going to curl in your fingers, and you're going to jam the palm of your hand into his nose, pushing it upward.
Before I do that, Jason said he didn't want to spend Christmas with you, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So push your palm into his...
Are you going to be alone, or do you have a girlfriend, or what are you going to do?
I'm figuring things out. I'm in between things.
Yeah. But yeah, I know. I mean, last time I talked to him, he said that your side of the family doesn't talk to you anymore.
You talked to Jason? You talked to Jason? When did you talk to Jason?
This morning.
Aren't you a little old to be figuring things out? I mean, if you were maybe 30, you'd have the luxury of time to figure things out. But you look to be 50, 55.
I'm 32.
You're 32? You're 32.
Oh,
now
boy.
Jam the palm of your hand into his nose.
Absolutely.
Okay, before I grab the milk, would you mind if I said something threatening when I was grabbing the milk?
Can I hear what you're going to say?
Sure. I was going to say, I have nipples, fucker. Can you milk me?
Okay, you shouldn't know that reference as a kid.
What do you mean? We have a substitute teacher. We watch Meet the Fockers. I love Owen Wilson.
Sometimes I
carpool
with Jason and his mom. She's a beautiful woman. She seems really happy with her new husband.
Oh, she's remarried?
Oh, yeah. It was like a huge wedding. He's the mayor. Oh.
We got divorced. Mayor. Days ago.
He's the mayor. He's John Mayer.
Yeah, but they've been together for 2 years. Weird.
Her body is a wonderland, but I guess I no longer am tall enough to ride that ride.
John Mayer's tall, laying down, is what I've heard. My nose!
I did it!
Same. I don't think so.
All right. Let's try to beat your record again.
Okay.
We ready?
Yes.
How are you?
We're not going to do it.
What's your confidence level? How
zero.
Do I get your confidence up?
Okay, my confidence is also zero.
You are handsome. You are kind. You are smart. You take up space. You are interesting, and you can do this.
Okay, oh my God, now I'm at a zero.
Okay, now do one for me.
You are interesting. You are schmansome.
You are schmansome.
You are schmansome. You take up schmace.
I did take up schmace.
Hold on.
You can schmoo this.
Can we have a t-shirt that says you take up schmace? I schmatter. I take up schmace.
I schmatter. I take up schmace.
Snozitive thinking.
You schmatter to me.
I do like how your affirmation is I take up schmace.
What were you going to say, Adel?
I was going to say I want to see a scene where the two of you are the siblings in the band Schmansom.
Okay. Oh, God.
Clearly, this birthday party has hired Hansen
uh-huh.
And spent a pretty penny to get them, and Schmansom shows up.
Okay.
Dope, 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 da, dope, 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 dope.
I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. Are you saying the words dope? This is my child's birthday party.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're singing our biggest hit.
We'll start over again. Ready? Dope, dope, dope. Dope, 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 dope.
Also, I don't think that's a Hanson song.
It's not. It's a Third Eye Blind song. But we,
what am I thinking of?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Are you Hanson?
What's the Hanson song?
We're Schmansom.
What?
We're Schmansom.
What's the Hanson song?
It doesn't matter. We're not Hanson. It doesn't matter. We're not Hanson. We don't do Hanson songs.
It does matter.
We're Schmansom.
No, put down that phone. Tell her to get off her phone.
That's a
hymn. I'm looking it up.
Or I'm
going to
bop you on the head.
Oh, shmoom shmop, shmip shmop, shmoom mop, shmip shmop, shmoom mop, shmip shmop, shmoom.
Baby,
no,
baby.
No.
Okay, that was one terrible. Two, your boobs are out of your shirt.
Well, the radio told me to.
Look.
And his penis is out of his shirt. What are you trying to say?
Look, you hired Schmansom for this party, and we're just trying
shmoom,
to sing our hits.
Shmop.
I'm so. I meant to hire Hanson.
This happens all the time.
That sounds expensive.
Yes.
They're old now.
Why don't we do this?
They're like 32.
Why don't we do this?
They're like 32.
We'll give you 10% of the money that you paid us back, and we'll leave, and we'll just have cake, and we'll leave.
No.
What do you mean, no?
7, 8. Shmoom, shmop. Shmoom, shmop. Shmoom, shmop.
All right, I need...
Okay, you ready to negotiate? Fucko?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's what's going to happen. You give me 20% back.
Okay.
You pretend that you're Cake, the band, and you perform for my kids.
Okay, we got a schmort, schmert,
Mert
and
a
schmong.
Schmack it.
You know that. Some of these are actually does.
You know that you can just sing the actual words. I mean, that's what cover bands do.
We can't. We were cursed.
So you have to put a S-C-H in front of everything?
Yeah. Give us another band.
Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson.
The Beatles.
Schmeatles.
Wait.
The Spice Girls.
Hey, Schmood.
Don't make it schmad.
Spice Girls.
If you want to schmeet my schmother, you got to schmeet my schman.
So
schmeet's
a story from schmeet to schmeet. You got to schmeet to schmeet. You got to schmeet to schmeet.
The Smiths.
We'll leave.
I'm Smash Mouth.
We called scene on that 20 minutes ago.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do this again. I'm glad your confidence is up because schmew. Shmake up, shmace.
Okay, so we have to beat five.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What gets tighter each time it's used?
Pants, belts. What gets tighter
each... You know that's going to be a vagina.
Knew you were going to say that, and snowboard I'm disappointed.
Snowboard trick.
That's funny.
Yeah. Ooh, that's getting tighter.
I went on Tony Hawk's Wikipedia page for like 20 minutes.
What gets tighter the more it's used? A zip tie.
Nope. A budget.
Handcuffs.
You got it wrong.
That's what gets left behind
whenever it is taken?
That sounded like a Kathy cartoon or something.
What?
Or Dilbert. What gets tighter the more you use it? A budget.
Yep.
What
gets left behind whenever it is taken?
Oh.
That's a good one.
This is that HBO show.
The Leftovers.
No.
What gets left behind the more it's taken?
Mm-hmm. A tip.
No.
Liam Neeson.
What gets left behind whenever it is taken?
A vacation.
I don't know. I give up. I schmiv up.
A break.
Footsteps.
Bop.
I tried to give you a hint.
Yes, you did.
What do I want to see a quick scene. And Kermit the
Frog? Well, no, we're never going to do our thing if you keep seeing Sweens.
I wanted to see a scene.
Do it quick.
I want to see a scene. Let me think about it.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to see a scene
where... We are fucked here.
I want to see a scene where JPC is walking on the beach.
Okay.
And he notices his footprints. And then, Aaron, I want you to come in and play God,
mm-hmm.
and you're attempting to carry JPC
mm-hmm.
Vis-a-vis the poster, the famous poster or saying.
Oh, I have so many troubles. And all
hey.
Of it,
what up, buddy? Wait up.
Hey, whoa.
Wait up.
Whoa.
Wait up, pal. Hold on. You're moving a little fast.
Hey, who
God,
are you?
Move slow,
hey,
buddy.
Who
hey.
Are you?
Can you go down to a slow jog?
Are you getting any closer to me?
I hope so. It's a little cold.
I've stopped moving. I'm walking towards you now.
I'm a little out of shape. I haven't worked out in a couple billion years.
Billion?
Hold on.
What are you, the god of the dinosaurs?
I'm the god of everything. Hold on.
Okay.
Don't talk about me when I'm not there. Okay, I'm getting closer.
Yes. No, you're not.
You're
moving
break.
Towards me, but you're getting Ooh. Further away.
Not bold well for being able to lift you up when I get there.
I'm going to keep going.
No, please
this
don't.
Has been,
so,
it's been good. It's
no,
been
no,
real.
But when you can carry yourself, I will carry
Enjoy
you.
The dinosaurs.
No, I got this.
Okay.
Woo! That was a workout.
Okay.
Holy smokes, I'm going to feel that tomorrow.
I got to say, you maybe came 25 feet.
Okay, ready. Next.
Aaron, here's what I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Did you do cocaine before this episode?
Does it feel like I did? Am I talking really fast?
Well, we did also, we hung out with you for 2 hours before this episode.
Yeah. So. Well, I had this plan going in where I thought I'm going to try to do as many riddles as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'll say. I fucking love the energy. I just don't know where it came from.
Yeah, because I was super lethargic for the 2 hours before
this. Coming from the spooky, sleepy ghost, yeah, canonically.
Well, I'll try to reel it back in.
No, don't.
Your next one is, what do Henry VIII and Kermit the Frog have in common?
They both killed their
they
wives.
They both fucked Miss Piggy.
actually, this weekend I started listening to this new musical called Six. That is really big in London.
Oh, Matt Young saw it and he said it was amazing.
Yeah, it's coming to Chicago and I already bought tickets. I'm so excited.
When's it coming?
May and June. I think it plays through June, but it's about Henry VIII's wives. and it's presented like a Spice Girls concert, and it is amazing.
Can the three of us all go together?
Wow.
Yeah, I already bought tickets, but you should buy us
all. Can you sell your tickets and we'll get new tickets?
Should we buy tickets right next year's?
No, I'm not.
Can we buy your tickets
date?
Off you?
I'm going with Laurels off Pelton, and we're going to have a little time.
Don't make up names.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that sounds like a made-up name. Doesn't that sound like someone in the 1920s?
We should go see this.
See what?
We should see the six.
Yeah, JFC and I are going to go. We're going to have a better time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying Adel, but I meant me and Aaron.
Oh.
I said, hey, Adel.
That makes
sense.
We
should go see.
They have the same middle name.
Who does?
Henry the Eighth, Kermit.
Kermit the Frog. Yeah, that's a big, deep sigh for me.
Okay.
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog here. Kill Anne Boleyn.
Hi-ya!
Hi-ya! It enters dry and comes out wet. The longer it's in, the stronger
it gets. Stop.
Aaron.
I tried to say you it picked up, with no inflection.
You picked up the romantic comedy that you've been writing, the romance novel.
Yeah.
The romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Aaron, I'm going to stop you right there. It's poop.
It enters dry and comes out wet. The longer it's in, the stronger it gets.
It enters dry and comes out wet. That's a tampon.
This is
hold on. The longer it's in, the stronger.
Hold on. A diamond.
Yeah, assuming a tampon.
What?
Being inside a human woman long enough makes
what
you stronger.
What does it get stronger when it gains blood?
We've done so
and
many
so the
of
timer
these.
Went
vampires
off.
Do.
We've done so many of these. Why all of a sudden is there like a fuck riddle in here?
Aaron,
like,
what gets stronger when it consumes blood? Ticks, mosquitoes, vampires. Why is a tampon any different? Anytime you give a tampon blood, it's like if you give a mouse a cookie.
Some mosquitoes die when they suck the blood.
If you give a mouse a cookie, if you give a tampon blood, it's going to want your organs. If you give it your organs, it's going to want your brain.
Watch out, because these tampons are very thirsty.
I want to just get some legalese out of the way here. Legally, listeners, the three of us are going to write the children's book if you give a tampon blood.
A tampon. Oh,
So nobody else can write that. That is our children's book. Look for it in spring of 2000.
I have blood tampon. Can you milk me?
And you think I'm the one who did cocaine before this episode?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Has it been really that annoying?
No.
It hasn't been annoying in the slightest. It's just a matter of we've been hanging out for 2 hours and then suddenly you just have all the energy of a son.
Well, I
or a daughter.
Or a daughter.
You
yeah.
have all
Can
the
you imagine
of a daughter.
What it's like to date me?
it's sort of a nightmare.
Let's see a quick scene with Aaron and JPC. Mm-hmm. You're on a date. You're at the musical six.
The answer was a tea bag. Keep going.
You're at the musical six. This is your first date. You two have never met. You you matched on Bumble.
Okay.
Aaron, you're playing yourself. JPC, you're playing whoever you like.
Okay.
Hey, I don't think these are our seats. These are front row center. We're actually back there, and I don't want to get into a tiff with whoever's seats.
Hey, Aaron, it's Adel.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
I don't know that guy.
You don't know this guy? Nope. He knows your name.
It was probably a guess.
I bought tickets,
like
too.
I sort of look like an Aaron.
Oh, okay.
All right. Good to see you.
Are you sure? Hey, man.
Hold on. I would love to deal with this.
Okay.
Situation. Why did you so boldly and arrogantly walk to the front and pick these seats?
Oh, I kind of can come in and sit wherever I want. I don't mean to make a big deal of this, but I'm Luke Skywalker.
That's not what your name said on the Bumble.
I have to use a fake name on Bumble because I'm Luke Skywalker and I'm kind of
Ladies and
famous.
Gentlemen.
Oh, here we go.
The musical Schmix will start in just a few minutes.
Did he say Schmix?
Yep. Oh, this is off brand six.
Let's get out of here.
I'm not going to tell Adel, so.
Okay. Don't tell Adel. Let's get out of here. I got a spaceship parked outside.
Yeah, I've dated enough weirdos.
Scene.
Shmeen.
Oh, Shmeen.
Smash mouth.
Ask me how many you got in that one.
How many
did
you
get? Zero.
Wow. Yeah, we're getting worse at this as time goes on, and let that be an indication. Mm-hmm. Ooh, an indication. A little rhyme.
Well, we're going to do just...
How would Cajun boys say that?
Bobby Boucher and a Mud Dog won a Super Bowl.
I was prompting you for indication, but I'll take what I can get.
I think sometimes I don't realize when my energy has spiked, because a couple weeks ago I walked into my boyfriend's apartment and then talked to him for 20 minutes and then he got really quiet and I was like, what's wrong? And he's like, you came in here with sort of a manic energy. And I was like, oh no.
Just the other day I walked into a glass plate window and is it because you the Diet Coke I got you?
Maybe. I think it's just because I was trying to get my energy back up after being here a while.
Look, we've got lightning in a bottle. Let's not like open it up and try to examine it.
Lightning in a bottle. Lightning, Lightning in a schmottle.
Again, not the song.
Well, all right. Well, we don't have a ton of time left, but I really want you to beat your thing. So we're going to.
There's got to be a better way to say that.
Also, we don't need a ton of time for me to beat my thing.
Hey, Riddle, nights.
Yeah. Nights.
Wait, would you say I have to beat my thing in 5 minutes?
Yeah, you have to beat your thing in 5 minutes. Beat the thing. You know what? It's going to be really hard for me to beat my thing in five minutes.
Would anyone mind insulting me and maybe spitting?
Stepping on my balls?
Okay. Well, you have 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you lose, then we lose all of our listeners.
So this is the final round?
And also, everybody, I really tried to do an episode where we did a ton of riddles.
Just end the thought there. I really tried to do an episode.
I really tried to do an episode, and it really fell apart in my hands.
Okay.
On your marks. No. Riddle, canoe dog, puzzles. Each day, a boy rides an elevator up to the 5th floor and then walks to the 10th floor. Why?
He's too small to hit the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we've had that a thousand times.
I know. I'm like forwards, but in reverse. What am I?
I'm like forwards, but in reverse?
Mm-hmm.
The
boy.
I'm like forwards.
Don't overthink this. I'm like word associate.
JPC, I'm like forwards, but in reverse. Oh, is it four words?
Nope.
The number four? I'm like forwards, but in reverse.
I don't know.
I'm not going forwards. I'm going?
Backwards.
Backwards.
You didn't get that one.
Come on.
Fuck.
How can you pick up a piece of string, one hand holding each end, and then tie a knot in it without letting go of either end?
Be a cat.
You can't.
Nope. With your tongue, like a cherry stem.
How can you pick up a piece of string, one hand holding each end, and then tie a knot in it without letting go of either end?
You let go of both ends.
Nope, you cross your arms before you pick it up.
Ugh.
What is special about the number... Oh, you're going to hate this. 8,549,176,320.
Turn it upside down. It spells boobs. Next. Next. Thank you, Snake.
Thank you, Snake. It's the only number which contains all the digits in alphabetical order.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah, fun.
Which word is spelled incorrectly in every dictionary?
Incorrectly. We've had that before.
Whoever makes me tells me not. Whoever takes me knows me not. Whoever knows me wants me not. What am I?
Coffin. We've had that before.
Nope.
Whoever
makes me tells me not. Whoever takes me knows me not. Whoever knows me
secret,
wants me
secret,
not.
Secret.
A nose. Nose job.
Nope. Counterfeit money.
Fump.
Most people need it. Some ask for it. Some give it. And nearly everyone ignores it. What am I talking about?
Sex with me.
Most people need it. Yeah. Most people need it. Some ask for it. Some give it. And nearly everyone ignores it. What am I talking
Advice.
About?
Advice.
From what can you take away the whole and still have some left?
Donut.
We've done this one before. Take away the whole.
Wholesome.
And still have, yep. What is put on the table before. And often cut yet never eaten?
Daddy.
often cut. A cutting board.
Nope. Put a on
knife.
The table often cut.
My arms.
Nope. Cards. Fuck. Deck of cards. What has an eye but cannot see?
Potato.
Yeah, that works.
Yep.
What do people spend a lot of money on every year but never want?
Taxes.
Similar?
Income tax.
To taxes?
Something that you like.
Charity.
You're older and you're obligated to buy this.
Oh, a birthday present
Insurance.
For a loved
yep.
one.
What? a truck is stuck under a bridge and the driver
Too
cannot
bad,
get
so
it
sad.
Out. A woman walks.
Can't get it up?
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Cannot get it out.
Okay.
A truck is stuck under a bridge and the driver cannot get it out. A woman walks by and stops to help. She easily gets the truck unstuck. How does she do it?
It's a bridge that opens at the top and
she deflates the tires.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Amazing. Good job. What is always behind time?
Ghosts.
What is always behind time?
Mm-hmm.
The second hand.
No. A battery. Yeah. Gears.
Sort of.
Gears.
I'll give it clockwork. To you. The back of a the back of a clock.
Yeah.
A cowboy went into a bar and asked the barmaid for a glass of water. The
Hiccups.
Barmaid pointed.
Hiccups.
I had that one.
I know. But this wasn't cowboys
Hiccups.
Before. What is bought? What is bought for eating yet never eaten?
Ass.
What?
What is bought for eating but never eaten?
Yeah.
A silverware.
Yeah, that works.
What was the right answer?
Yeah, cookery or cutlery.
Yeah,
cookery.
Well, cutlery is what I said. Somewhere.
Cookery or cutlery.
Cutlery.
There is a man who shaves several times a day.
Barber.
And yet still.
Barber. He's a barber.
Had that one just literally two episodes ago. Yeah.
Tiki barber.
What comes next in the following sequences? WTFSS.
Mark Maron.
S.
Nope.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So.
Sunday.
What was the last one you said?
S.
M.
Yep.
Aaron, your nose is bleeding.
It was way too hard for me to figure out. If you drop me from the tallest building, I will be fine. But drop me into water and I will die. What am I?
Baby. Water.
Baby. What?
Salt. Something that dissolves in water.
Oh, it's paper.
Yep.
We've had that one before.
If it asks questions... It never asks questions, but yet, oh my gosh. It never asks questions, yet is often answered. What is it?
Sphinx. It never asks questions, but is often answered. Well, that'd
door.
Be my freaking wife.
Doorbell.
Yeah, doorbell. And buzz, buzz, buzz goes
Aldrin,
the
your moon is calling. How
you
do
got
we do?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wrong. And I think you beat your record right
Hell
at the end
yeah.
of the episode.
How did we get it? How many?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Call
13,
us Orange Soda because we fucking crushed
14.
It.
And I wonder how many of those are ones we've had.
All of them.
Most of them.
And KJ, what did we win? You had all episode to be prepared for this. Boy, okay.
I don't think KJ likes us.
But in fairness to us, we don't like us either. That was great. Adel, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to plug Hey Riddle Nights. It's a little more salacious, a little more naughty.
And that's over on our Patreon.
That's
right?
On our Patreon.
Yeah.
Every time you log on at Patreon past 8 p.m., you can also check me out on Twitter at AdelRFI. You can listen to my podcast, Siblings Peculaire, or Hello from the Magic Tavern. I say or because you have to choose.
Yeah, you can only choose one.
And come check out JPC, Aaron, and myself in the show World News Tonight. We've been getting a lot of fans coming to the show.
Yeah.
So
we had Laser come last night, and he's named after the guy from Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
Laser Wolf.
Zero Mostel.
Nice.
And we are going to be heartbroken if we now have a show and there are no fans afterwards. So please keep our egos afloat or else we will stop performing.
We'll wither up and die. Speaking of wither up and die, you can watch me on my Twitch show. It's Thursday nights at 7 o'clock Central with Eddie Klinker and James Dugan. We play the board game Gloomhaven. And that is twitch.com/oneshotRPG. Speaking of OneShotRPG, you can also listen to my other podcast, The Campaign Podcast.
About politics?
It's about campaign finance reform.
Pirates in the Sky.
But we make it kind of horny. So it's like a horny podcast about campaign finance
Shorty.
Reform. Yeah, corporations are people, unlimited donations, super PACs. And just getting down to fingering. find that on the One Shot Podcast Network.
Aaron, anything to plug?
Come see Brady at 10 p.m. on Mondays at I.O.
Is that like a guy?
That's a dude?
Yeah, Brady is like a pretty sweet bartender. He's really nice.
Go check out Clark. He's usually on the corner at McDonald's. He's
I'd
usually
like to
holding.
Plug Doug at Mondays at noon. What is Brady?
Brady is an improv team I'm on with Leila Gorstein and Olivia Nielsen. They are both great. You know them. Both, like,
yeah, they're
them.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they're really, really funny.
I won't cop to that on the air.
Yeah, you know,
I don't,
like
I don't.
Both of them.
I don't know them.
You don't like both
Not
of them.
On the air.
He likes both of
they're
them.
They're great.
And we have a show every Monday at 10. And follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram for my other shows that I'll plug.
And Aaron, if somebody was hiring a planet for their kid's birthday party, but they got a knockoff version, that planet would be...
Schmoopiter.
Bye forever.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adel Refai. That was a HeadGum Podcast.